It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
He is the good news.
And hey, what day is it? Wednesday installment. Look at that. Why has it been a long week already?
Not necessarily the news.
Where we span the globe, certainly, to give you the news. But most of the time, we just let the news just kind of come to us. You know?
Yeah, it is the best approach to life.
Just let it come to you. Let's start right out.
He knows.
Hey, Hangsters. What happened?
Streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. Well, I guess it was last month that there was the flyby of the helicopters by Kid Rock's mansion there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the south.
Prompt service.
Well, now they did it promptly and with Pete, too. As Kid Rock took a ride with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth on a U.S. Army Apache helicopter.
Did he bring all his frat brothers, too?
Yeah, well, I don't think he had the posse with him.
See ya.
David Allen Coe just hanging out in the back. He also met with service members, filmed videos for Memorial Day, and other stuff coming up like the America 250th and his Freedom Tour, which kicks off Friday and is having various problems at various venues with people dropping out, tickets not selling. And then anyway, they had a really good time. And evidently, people pointed out it costs about $7,000 an hour to fly one of these. But Pete Hegseth had a good time.
Well, yeah. Well, and doesn't he start the tour? I think he starts it right over at Dos Equis on Friday.
Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Pete Hegseth, live.
Yeah.
Now that would be a sellout.
I think I might go to that. I don't know.
So yeah. Ben Affleck has decided to throw the pack away. Quitting the cigarettes. Smoker forever. Which is not easy. Yeah.
Easy, Pete.
Mm, settle down. Now, some people use the Nicorette, others use the patch, but all this is still nicotine. So, let's go on with another approach. Your friendly neighborhood produce aisle. He's been spotted eating apples while on the run absolutely everywhere. Apparently, this is his approach.
Apple.
Making healthy choices.
There you go.
It's way better. Like other decisions, maybe a monster dragon back tattoo or marrying Jennifer Lopez. When in doubt, go with an apple.
That's going to ruin that famous meme of him, though, doesn't it?
What, smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, being
smoky,
all disheveled and sad.
Disheveled.
It's weird to do it on Willie Nelson's birthday. Anything he's got to quit smoking.
I don't know. I mean, quit.
Well, yeah, the next target in the war is, Jimmy Kimmel. Melania Trump comes out after Jimmy Kimmel's joke, which was, for timeline-wise purposes, a couple days before. It was a mock press corps dinner thing. That's a skit he was doing.
Oh.
And he made this joke, and Melania offended. Then Trump said yes. And now the FCC is going after Disney today.
Oh, dear.
There you go, right there. 7:47, while it still can air.
MAGA!
Every Tuesday with the Commander-in-Chief.
So, King Charles.
I think we're safe.
Oh, yeah, we're fine.
Oh,
don't
okay.
worry. We're in Dubai.
Why is this music playing?
I don't know.
It's wonderful.
I think of the royal family.
But you said King Charles.
King Charles!
There we go.
And the Queen Consort, Camilla, making a big splash yesterday in D.C., and like any good house guest, they brought a gift. On a covered dish, like we do in Texas, which should always be like macaroni and cheese. But it was a leftover from the HMS Trump, a ship that was in service from World War II, then retired in 71.
Delighted to present to you, as a personal gift, the original bell which hung on the conning tower of your valiant namesake. May it stand as a testimony to our nation's shared history and shining future. And should you ever need to get hold of us, give us a ring.
That's humor. So, I mean, it's not like Jimmy Kimmel humor, but it's humor. The happy couple is on their way to New York City today. The Big Apple. Not Ben Affleck apples. Totally different.
Prince Charles? King Charles now? Mm-hmm. Comedian Charles. He also said if not for them, that we'd all be speaking French these days.
Well, just give us a ring.
Thursday nights on NBC. Not ABC, of course. A poll asked people, have you used AI like ChatGPT? And the top answers of those that said yes, because it was an online poll, so there you go. It's probably a little weighted. But the top ones are for reasons why, summarizing long written content and finding recipes from limited ingredients.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Would you like me to read more of the top five possible AI? That's great. We'll get right on it. That's as far as it takes you.
Our mullet game in the Westaplex, always strong.
Oh, this is why they have the banjo music. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Are we going to let New Zealand beat us?
Nah.
Well, they're really, really trying. New burger at McDonald's has been spotted down there, and it is called the McMullet.
Nice.
Now, it was inspired by all the influencers. Now, TikTok, they're being wacky and putting cheese on the side of the burger because obviously it's hilarious.
Mm.
So Golden Arches is following suit. And if you come in with a mullet, you get a free burger. I think you should cut your hair today. Come on.
That would go worse for them.
Mullet.
Than the
mullet.
Endless shrimp feast there for Red Lobster did. If they did that here, they'd be out of business. Right?
Well, just give us a ring.
He's the one with the jokes today. You know, I was sorry to see, especially since the new He-Man movie will be coming out, Masters of the Universe, here pretty soon, that the creator of one He-Man, Roger Sweet, passed away yesterday. Passing away at the age of 91.
Defender of the secrets of
and he
Castle
did so on Masters of the Universe Day on the calendar.
Fabulous.
That is a boss move right there. Roger Sweet, gone at 91. And a couple of business notes, because, you know, we delve in that world. It doesn't look like the merger between American Airlines and United will occur. In fact, United, who's been pushing for this, said, without a willing partner, it can't get done.
Like a marriage.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Takes two, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Meanwhile, it seems to be a pretty nice symbiotic relationship for the resurgence of Bed Bath & Beyond and the Container Store.
Oh, wow.
Both, well, Bed Bath & Beyond was gone. Container Store, on its last legs. Well, they revived Bed Bath. Now they're together. And actually, Bed Bath & Beyond will be inside of Container Stores. Which means you won't be able to find anything in the Bed Bath Bins Beyond Beats Battlestar Galactica and Bear.
Yeah.